Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. This is where we share tips about business and parenting. Being a mom of three, CEO of the award-winning company Easy Daisies, speaker and educator, you're going to learn the tips and secrets of successful and incredible people. Elaine wants you to be inspired, challenged, and motivated, and that person you want your kids to grow up to be. This is Real Talk for Real Life.
First of all, huge gratitude for my guest today, and she's coming all the way from Ecuador. My goodness.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS small business ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. Visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Before we even go there, I just want to say the annual global consumption of chocolate last year was over 7.5 million tons. And I know for a fact that I was a great contributor to that statistic because I love chocolate. My guest today is all about chocolate, like four times better chocolate. And she's the founder of one of the fastest growing bar brands in North America. She started her first product-based business company in 2017 and expanded it to exceed 100 million in gross revenues in just over 3 years. Oh my goodness. And you know, I know that some of you are like me, a small entrepreneur, product-based business. You must keep listening. You do not want to miss my guest today. She's a mom of four, an 11-time Ironman competitor. Saying that just makes me tired. Multi-award winning powerhouse, and she is a huge, huge inspiration to me. She doesn't even know it, but I admire her from afar. I seek her out as a mentor, even though she has no idea that I'm doing that. And she is the founder of Love Good Fats, and she is now on her second startup launching four times better chocolate. And my goodness, I just want to say welcome, welcome, Susie York. Hello.
Well, hello, and thank you for such a warm introduction, Elaine. Just makes me blush every time. So yes, I'm very excited to carve out a little bit of time in my day. It's my fifth trip here in Quito, in Ecuador. My partner owns a craft chocolate factory, and we were fortunate enough to meet and decide to partner. So I did a trip to meet him here. He met me there, and then I've been back five times in 10 months to spend some time here with the team and to bring these amazing chocolates and vitamin and supplement chocolates and functional chocolates to life here together with him and the team. So that's just been a really exciting journey. Yeah.
Your entire journey is incredible. Let's start from the very beginning, because you know, this podcast is all about how to create better family, self, business, and health. And I know that, Susie, you could touch on every aspect of that, being a mom of four. And I know you call yourself a late start entrepreneur because, you know, you made these incredible discoveries for a gap that you found in your life as you sought to eat healthy and low fat. So let's talk about that. How did you go from mom and working for large corporations to creating your first product?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we'll talk about Love Good Fats. So really, I graduated from McGill in electrical engineering, and I was fortunate enough to take my first job in marketing adult diapers at Procter & Gamble. And so I didn't know much about business. I was the first mom business grad ever hired at that head office, but I learned pretty quickly. And really, you know, P&G is a great school to teach you how to build brands. And I was hesitating about the job because I had all these other exciting offers in engineering. And they said, like, hey, what do you want to do long-term? And I said, I want to have my own business. I want to be a businesswoman. They're like, oh my God, you have to kind of join P&G. And they were really, really so right. You know, I have like the right brain, left brain. I think I'm blessed with like the consumer insight and that kind of part of understanding and getting kind of how to connect a brand with emotion and rational kind of meetings so that you can kind of figure out the right strategies to turn around businesses and brands. So I was doing really well just on kind of turning around all these problem brands. So Downy hadn't grown, was declining back then, which is one of the few P&G brands declining. And then I followed my boss after 6 years of learning such fundamentals of P&G. I followed my boss to PepsiCo Frito-Lay in Canada. And then I launched Tostitos in Canada. And then I turned around Doritos. They had the wrong target, wrong campaign, wrong messaging, wrong flavors, the whole thing. And that was, over $100 million brand back then. And then I went to Weight Watchers and went to a couple of startups. So I kind of had 15 years, four, five multinationals. And then I was doing smaller hypergrowth brands. And I'm one of the few founders, marketers that worked on hypergrowth. So hypergrowth means like really fast, right? So I worked on three brands now that have gone to zero to 100 million while I was there, including my own. That's a whole other podcast, because a slow startup or regular pace startup versus a hypergrowth are really, really different. And, I was doing, running in my 20s and trying to manage my weight, eating a low fat diet, because of course we had to eat low fat diet, and there was hundreds of thousands of products. And then my 30s, I became single mom and kind of didn't work out as much, and then got back into working on my 40s, got back into doing Ironman. So I wind up doing 11 between the two decades. But my body was wrecked. I was lean. I was working out every day. I was racing Ironmans while being a single mom, driving around here and there. But I had a high blood pressure and I had IBS, and I was miserable. And like, the IBS is really just inflammation, right? So it's metabolic disease. It's all connected to the food and the garbage we eat. So, I was not eating fat. I was taking sucralose because I was avoiding sugar and coffee and stuff. And all of that wrecks you. So you do that for 25 years. And I read Nina Teicholz's book, Big Fat Surprise. I was pissed. We all got misled. All of us in North America and pretty much around the world got misled. We were told when we were little by, American Heart Association on TV in front of everybody saying, you have to eat margarine. Don't eat saturated fats. Like, you'll have a heart attack. And so all of our dads and moms, and then we're little kids, all, shifted over to margarine. And then all the fat-free products that rolled out across the country, like hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And so now we're eating like garbage sugar and fillers and all that processed stuff instead of eggs and cheese and butter and red meat, because I didn't eat red meat for 20 years, right? Like, it's full of fat. Like, that was just following the guidelines. Mm-hmm. So I got really, really upset, right? And I was 50. I, coming off the plane reading that book, started ingesting fat, because I was at the Natural Product Expo show, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna I'm gonna try this now, and really cut sugar. So it was the first time that, even though I tried to cut sugar like 10 or 20 times in my life, and I have a big race, I'm gonna try to cut sugar, I wasn't able to because I was fat deprived. So, within 3 weeks, I no longer have sugar cravings. Like, I would boast, I'm a Quebecer. I was bottle fed sugar, maple syrup. That's my excuse for my cravings. It's that time of the month. Ha ha ha. I had all of these excuses for why I was ingesting sugar. And because I was training for Ironman and working out 10, 12 hours a week, and I would manage my calories, I could get away with dessert every day and stuff. Like, it was so ridiculous, right? I was a mess. My body was a mess at age 50. So it was incredible. Like, right away, I noticed the difference. Within 3 weeks, no more cravings. Within 8 months, I was off my 2 prescription medication.
Wow.
I nearly, like, my blood pressure tanked so much, I nearly fainted. So that's when I knew, like, not only does the science in Nina's book, and then there was like 10 other doctors that wrote books, all saying the same thing: metabolic diseases, root causes, low carb, ketogenic diet, reduces sugar and the carbs. And it really just helps your metabolic health. 80%, 90% of North Americans have metabolic health disease.
So Susie, you were like just focusing on just,
I was just like, sugar. I was just like, yep. Just
natural fats.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, I'm a marketer, and like, how do we get the word out? So I didn't want to write a book because like there was 10 other books that got written by all these doctors. And I said, I'll just launch a brand. The brand has to have the word fat. So I'm like at the trade show, I'm Googling the USPTO. Okay. Like, you know, has anyone seen this? Is there any trademarks that are been taken, you know, good fats, healthy fats and all that. So I knew coming back from the show, I was going to launch a brand. So I started doing what I do, like how a marketer, like write the concepts. So I started writing all these concepts, brainstorming all the names. Once I then did five rounds of research, once you have the concept, then that's the machine that I was doing paid to do for brands. Now I'm coaching founders to do. I mean, when I have a little bit of time. So then it would just like really kind of went from there. We had many, many issues because, you know, I wrote the product brief and I did samples in my kitchen, but then no co-packers in North America wanted to touch my product because it's a fat bar. They don't know how to do fat bars. One guy said, I'm going to wreck their machine. So go away. I don't want to have fat. And yeah. Yeah. So I had 30 co-mans turn me down. And it was just like, it's just startup stories. Like we just could go on and on.
That's inspirational.
Yeah.
30, yeah, but not, it worked. Not it worked. Two, but 30.
Yeah. But you know, like it was first to market and there was a real need, the science. So I had all these doctors behind me, the Canadian women and the Canadian physicians and all the low carb doctors going to the metabolic conferences. So I got to meet everyone. I was at the forefront of the science. I was everywhere on the science side. I was interacting more with doctors than consumers initially. And then once I got my bar and we, you know, one failed production, like there's all these stories about once we found a co-man, spent 8 months together, they still had a full failed production. I was listed at Unify, listed at Whole Foods. They're waiting. My car's empty, no sales samples, no trucks going to the distributor. Like it was just like game over. And we had raised like 400,000. So I would have shut the company down, but I just got really, really lucky.
How did you raise 400,000?
Well, this was 2016, early 17. So I raised end of 16. So it really was just, I had a PowerPoint, like an ugly PowerPoint, not fancy Canva anything. And the PowerPoint went through the pitch. Like now, you know, you watch Dragon's Den and you can get coaching on your pitches, but it was, you know, white PowerPoint. Positioning, product, price, value, marketing plans, P&L. And this is all stuff that I've been doing with my eyes closed for 25 years and really tough brands, big multi-billion dollar challenges. I was, you know, a lot interacting a lot with, you know, the head offices in the US. So I, like, this is my expertise. But yeah. It's very different when you take your kids' university money and you still have a mortgage and you're a single mom and now you're putting your money where your mouth is. But I, you know, I look back, it was a little bit crazy. Like, wow. I don't think I recommend to founders to take that big of a risk. And I also launched in bars. So bars was a really tough category. But basically, you know, start with your pitch, 30-second pitch, and then small PowerPoint pitch. And you go and you meet potential angel investors. So I met enough angel investors that were like, whoa, like this is big. And then I had initially was just, you know, the first year was just one employee, me. And then I had a bit of help. And I did contract, you know, graphic arts contract here and there. At one point I had 30 different people I was interacting with between lawyers and regulatory and packaging and Shopify and Facebook and creative to just kind of just work the machine. And I did demos, right? We were on the shelf in September in 2017. So I did all the demos. I met my partner, Melanie, and those were, you know, our dates who were doing demos.
Yes.
And but then the bar started doing really well. Like within 6 weeks, we're number one seller.
Unbelievable.
So like it went really quick, like the store manager and then all these, you know, I had my mini little board was still employee of one, but they would go in stores. Everyone's going in stores and they're all kind of hearing we're like selling. We changed broker, Walmart's calling, everyone's calling. So it went like in 12 months, we went from like 40,000 a month to $1 million a month, like September 2018, really? It was $1 million a month.
Congratulations.
It was fun. It was fun.
And so inspiring. And I want to like just throw in some questions because I could just listen to you talk and talk, Susie, because everything you are saying is so valuable. And, you know, like I'm taking these mental jotting down notes, being a product company as well for children's products. And, you know, I would love to know then. So because you are this marketing expert, hyper growth expert, like I've never spoken or heard to like all of this great information from anyone but you. Like, this is incredible. So when you went and did your hypergrowth, how did you get into stores? Was that your first choice? Did you do it yourself or did you go through a distributor?
The path to market is the same as it was last 10 years, the same as I'm doing now with the Better Chocolates. You know, as a founder, you have a really good product and a good positioning and the right price. And you can start with your neighborhood local stores that will carry you. So pretty much every neighborhoods in Canada will have some store, or in the US, some stores that will say sure. And you can kind of start there, but that's really small. As soon as you want to go beyond your neighborhood store where you have to drop it off yourself, and I'm doing that with the Better Chocolate now in like 10 stores in the beach in Toronto, dropping the product off myself, right? As soon as you're beyond that, you want to be at a distributor because that's the first step. And there's Unify for food and Purity Life, and then same in the US. As soon as bigger stores are interested, that's called direct. So they'll want to buy direct. And the way this setup is in the world is distributors are there for smaller brands. The stores can order smaller quantities. But once you get bigger, a Loblaws or a Costco or Walmart, they'll just order directly from your warehouse, 3PL, to their warehouse. So that's kind of the goal.
You slowly become the manufacturer then.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just you kind of follow that path. But, you know, for the last like 10 years, if you were a natural product, you kind of really stayed in natural for 10 years. And
some think that UPS only ships for large businesses. Well, I can tell you that's not true. My name is Elaine Tancoma, owner and founder of Easy Daisy's Daily Visual Schedules for Kids. And I know firsthand that their goal is to help small businesses succeed and grow. Not only do they offer discounts up to 52% or more off of shipping rates, even if you only ship once in a while, they also have a team of UPS small business ambassadors specifically there to help small businesses get started. It's free to open a UPS account and to get your discount. There are no shipping minimums to get this great offer. Plus, they have just about every service and tool to help your business grow in Canada and abroad, and work directly with many organizations like mine to learn more about what we need and to help. So visit ups.com and learn more and receive your discount today. This is a paid advertisement.
You never went to Walmart or even, you know, the Loblaws or Costco's. Like, it just wasn't the path because you're like a smaller natural product. But now the whole world has changed, and everyone, like, we love Good Fats was one of the first brands that, you know, within 8 months we were on the shelves at Walmart in Canada, and everybody won. You know, the distributors were tripled that year, tripled the following year. All the retailers outside of Walmart were growing. So it allowed, and then we did Costco and even more, right? So the getting into all of the channels allowed for everyone to win. So we went, you know, first year, 8.2 million, second year, 47 million, then COVID hits, so we're just over 30 million. So we lost, you know, some volume because it was on the go bars. So people just stayed home, and then, you know, some retailers just really cut back on bars. So you kind of had a double hit, but you know, it's like we built a brand that has, you know, very high awareness in Canada and is, you know, a great kind of success story. Yeah.
That's incredible. Susie, so was your marketing just that it was word of mouth, or did you strategically market on the side?
Yeah. Well, this I was learning my way, because when you're in a large, you know, multinational, you sit behind a glass window and listen to consumers, and that's pretty much it. I was a scrappy founder. So I was in every single Whole Foods. I must have done myself like over 100 demos myself. Every single show I was at, Boston Marathon, we sampled 33,000 people at the show. I was there. Canadian Women in Conference, all the medical shows, like I was living in the field with either consumers or retail or trade or specialists like the medical community. And, you know, if you're building a brand from scratch, you have to be there. It also allowed for a dynamic that doesn't happen in the big multinationals, and it calls like rapid adapt. So we started with packaging and formula, first production run. Oops, the founder is answering Facebook, answering Instagram, answering emails, standing in shows, plus doing all the other things, raising money, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Hey, we're hearing again and again, these three ingredients, we don't like them. Okay, got that. Make a change. Oh, now we're seeing how well we're doing. Two more flavors ready to go. Oh, that packaging's not that good. Oh, the cardboard is breaking down. You see videos, I'm on my knees, right? I'm fixing the shelves. It's bars. You have to, every store you go in, even today, right? I go to my Loblaws and I'm cleaning up because the boxes need to be cleaned up.
I do that
so with my kids know how to, yeah. So, you're texting back to your ops guy. The boxes are falling apart, right? So you live in with the consumer and the retailers. You see what's happening with the pricing. You see your competitors. You have to do that as a startup and as a founder. So it allowed me, I evolved, changed the packaging probably 5 times. Like 4 of them were minor changes, but 1 was a big one. Evolved the quality of the packaging, evolved the wrappers, the boxes, evolved the formulas. Because the co-man was hard to make a fats bar. So we had to make tweaks, and then we had to launch in the US, and then we went non-GMO, like nonstop. It was nonstop. It was crazy. So you're building the plane while you're flying it.
Yes, I know, right? That's what an entrepreneur is that person who jumps off the cliff and builds something on the way down.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then add 3 or 4 kids on the side and their life, because you're also the CEO of each of their lives as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was lucky, my two kids, my biological kids were older, and then my partner has two kids. Her kids are the same age. So, it allowed us to be at an age, and I don't want to give this advice to younger women and men, but in our case, the kids were a bit older, so it was easier, like the whole guilt. And, I at one point, 18 and 19, I was on the road more than half the time. So I missed out on, seeing my kids, but they were older.
Yes.
No, so it is harder when your kids are younger.
I launched Easy Daisies. I think 2 days after my third baby was born, and it was hard. It's been a hard 10 years.
But it's pretty addictive. It's kind of like the first time you do a triathlon, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I might want to do an Ironman. First time you do an Ironman, it's addictive. And the entrepreneurship, the entrepreneurship lifestyle is really addictive. Like I would not go back to a corporate head office right now, like ever. So it made sense for me to, I was stepping away from the CEO, like after 5 years with COVID, we decided, hey, we'll bring in a CEO to manage the whole growth and whatnot in the US. So I was stepping away and I was like, okay, I'm just going to kind of do some board stuff and growth stuff, innovation. And then I kind of helped bring some chocolates to Love Good Fats. And then this founder said, whoa, I have an even bigger idea than these chocolates. It's chocolates infused with vitamins. I've spent 5 years. I figured out how to, first I have the best cacao and therefore chocolate in the world from Ecuador, bean to bar, single source. And second, I figured out how to get, how to get the vitamins and minerals in here without wrecking this incredible pure cacao taste.
Amazing. They taste amazing. Thank you with all my heart. So good.
I will never eat, anything but bean to bar premium chocolate from Alejandro now. I'm a snob, chocolate snob. When you start with the cacao that grows in fields surrounded by flowers and fruits, the cacao develops flavor inside the bean. And then all you have to do is protect that flavor in the process. Don't throw alkali in it. Don't put chemicals and pesticides and artificial anything. Right. Protect, first develop the flavor through the growth of the bean, then the fermentation of the bean, then the air drying. Don't wreck all that. then all you have to do is continue to protect it in the process. And you have, ta-da.
So good. So good. And I love that you like even have like Energize Me ones, beauty ones, and vitamin ones. It's what an incredible combination, like a perfect fusion of chocolate and health. I love it.
Now, our tagline, if I can drop our tagline, the world's best tasting chocolate just got healthier. And it really is a good summary, right? Like we kept all the good things of chocolate and removed the sugar, 0 grams of sugar added vitamins. And then we protect the precious cacao that has tons of antioxidants and flavonoids. We protect like that through the process. So you wind up with a product that has more antioxidants, doesn't have evil sugar, and has a bunch of vitamins, minerals, protein, fiber, MCT oil.
Well, like, I'm excited. I will be sharing on social all of this beautiful chocolate, and your packaging is gorgeous. Now, I want to respect your time. I want to end with two questions, and they're kind of a little bit loaded. So I'm going to ask your engineering expertise to narrow down into concise answers. My first one is three lessons or quick tips you have for
one is just
for entrepreneurs. And then after that, I'm going to ask you, because I adore you and I know how valuable your time is. And as much as I want to have you back to do a hyper growth tips podcast, which we will see if we can get that done, is any advice you have for hyper growth. So first one, let's go back to three quick lessons for entrepreneurs that you have learned.
Yeah. So one is just start. Just write your concept, get a product, get it on the shelf or on the internet. Go. Don't wallow for years with, you know, your idea. Beautiful. Make your idea a real product. Sell. Number two is optimize your positioning. There's so many founders that just go with a product positioning, packaging that's not clear. Their 30-second pitch isn't clear. Their 1-minute pitch isn't clear. And if you don't spend the time before to optimize it, then you're spending money to market it, to pay to get on the shelf, to do marketing, but it's not optimized. So that's kind of the biggest no-no. And number three is you will fail again and again and again. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Like you will run into so many problems. Like if you don't, then that's not normal. So just get up. What did you learn?
Love it.
Check and then pick and then address it moving forward. But you can't be slowed down with that. That's part of the deal. Everyone's pivoted through COVID. So there's been a lot of big things. And then for hyper growth, I mean, it's very rare. So, you know, for most founders, just kind of get to 1 million, right? If you're in Canada, get to 1 million. If you're in the US, get to 2 million. But hyper growth has its own set of rules. And if you don't have mini processes in place, and you can't scale manufacturing, you're just going to face plant. There's also similar learnings that many brands have gone to the big US banners too early and face planted. It's kind of the same thing. Like, hello, we got like a $2 million PO and you're not ready. Mm-hmm. You don't have the processes in place. You don't have the capacity. You don't have the expertise. So hyper growth sets up for failure. So I wouldn't recommend anyone to chase it. You don't need to chase it. We're not chasing it now with better chocolates.
So that number one is then establish a system that works so that you can then.
You can scale. Foundation to scale. Yeah.
Beautiful. Susie, you are so freaking amazing and so inspiring. I could talk to you forever, but I know that you have places to be and things to do. And you are in Ecuador, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I'm flying back. I'm flying back. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you with all my heart. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. Do look for Susie. Susie, if people wanted to find you or your brand.
I'm really easy. Susie York on LinkedIn. I answer all my LinkedIns, thebetterchocolates.com or .ca if you're Canada and the U.S. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you'll find me pretty easily.
Thank you. Susie, thank you for sharing your heart and your expertise, and you are amazing. Have a fabulous day. And listeners, thank you for joining us. You have a fabulous day too. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Are Are you tired of being stressed out in the mornings and frustrated with nagging at your kids to get things done so they can get out the door faster in the morning? Are you too busy or just don't know how to help your kids to make good habits stick? Well, let's get our kids organized and independent and cooperative and into routine with Easy Daisies, magnetic daily schedules for kids. Easy Daisies was created by me, Elaine Tan Como, a school teacher and a mom of three, by parent demand to help kids get out the door faster in the morning and have easier days. These fun magnets with everyday activities allow your children to take part in planning their day, which makes things smoother for everyone, especially mom. Now, all the illustrations were drawn by me to make it simple enough for children who are non-readers, whether they are 2 or 12, to feel that accomplishment and that confidence in completing their tasks. And there's comfort in knowing what comes next, so there are no meltdowns and tantrums. Now, I've had happy moms email me telling me awesome things like getting 20 minutes of extra sleep every day because of Easy Daisies, that they just love that their kids are brushing their teeth without being told over and over, eating their breakfast, getting their socks and shoes on, and waiting at the door with their backpacks all ready to go. So if you want to check out Easy Daisies, I'd be honored at www.easydaisies.com and use this promo code ELAINE15 to save 15% on your entire order today.